food safety for Labor Day. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, many see the Labor Day holiday as their last chance for summer fun, and that often includes cookouts and picnics. But in order to keep your food from spoiling all that fun, Kathy Bernard with USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service says there are certain steps to take. First and foremost, all meat should be cooked to the correct temperature. Ground meats at 160, poultry at 165, and whole cuts of meat at 145 with a 3-minute rest time. But Kathy says all that could be for naught if consumers make a very simple and pretty common mistake.
Don't put it on the same plate that held your raw meat, not unless you wash the plate first. Because if you don't, you could be cross-contaminating bacteria and possible pathogens into your cooked meats.
And it's not just the plate, but utensils as well.
It's a good idea to wash them in between or have a separate pair, especially if you're going to be away from your home to be grilling. You know, you can take, you know, duplicates of things if you can, because it's hard to wash those kinds of things when you're, you know, at a campsite. So you can take duplicates. You could even use paper products to put your, you know, your meats on.
And don't forget to keep hot foods hot and cold foods cold without keeping any of them out in the elements for very long, about 2 hours or 1 hour if the weather temperature is 90 degrees or above. And above all else, take a minute to thank a farmer while you're enjoying your delicious, nutritious, and safe food. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.